April 26, 1928, What One Gives to God with the I Love You. The Prodigious Secret, How It Forms Many Divine Births. How Nothing of What Our Lord Did Escape the Most Holy Virgin. How the Divine Will is the Breath of the Soul. I was doing my round in the Divine Fiat, and according to my usual way, I was investing all of creation with my refrain, I love you, I adore you, I bless you. And while doing this, I thought to myself, what am I giving to my God with this long story of I love yous? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, a pure, holy and upright love is a divine birth. It comes from God and has the virtue of rising and entering into God so as to multiply these births from Him, and to bring God Himself to each creature who yearns to love Him. Therefore, when the soul is invested by this love and receives this birth, she can form other births for as many times as she says her I love you, in such a way that her I love you flies before God. And the Supreme Being, looking inside the I love you sent by the creature, finds all of itself in that little I love you, and feels it is being given all of itself by her. That little I love you contains a prodigious secret. In its littleness it contains the infinite, the immense, the power, so much so, that it can say, I give God to God. In that little I love you of the creature, the infinite being feels all of its divine qualities being sweetly touched, because since it is a birth from it, it finds all of itself within it. This is what you give me with your many I love you's single quote, you give me myself as many times. There is nothing more beautiful, greater and more pleasing you could give me than to give me all of myself. My fiat, which forms the life of your I love you for me and you, delights in forming many births from us. So it keeps the rhythm of the I love you in you, yearning always to mint the divine coin of your I love you for each created thing. Then it looks to see whether all the things created by us are beaded with the prodigious secret of your I love you. My daughter, we do not look at whether what the creature does is great or small. Rather, we look at whether there is the prodigy of our secret, whether her tiniest acts, thoughts and sighs are invested with the power of our will. This is all, and it is all for us. After this, I was continuing my round in the fiat, to accompany all that Jesus had done in the redemption. And I thought to myself, how I wish I had done all that the Sovereign Mama did when she was with Jesus. Certainly she followed all of His acts, and let nothing escape her. But as I was thinking of this and other things, my always lovable Jesus added, my daughter, indeed nothing escaped my Mama, because everything I did and suffered resounded like a deep echo in the depth of her soul. And she was so attentive in waiting for the echo of my acts that the echo, together with everything I did and suffered, would remain imprinted in her. And the Sovereign Queen emitted her echo within mine, and made it resound in the depth of my interior, in such a way that torrents would run between me and her, seas of light and of love, which unloaded themselves into each other. And I made the deposit of all my acts in her maternal heart. I would not have been content, had I not had her always with me, had I not felt her continuous echo which, resounding in mine, drew even my heartbeats and breaths to be deposited in her. Likewise, I would not be content if, from that time, I did not have you, who were to follow all of my acts and my divine will. In fact, from that time I made their deposit in you, moving the echo of my Mama into the depth of your soul. And through the length of the centuries I looked at the echo of my Mama in you in order to realize the kingdom of my divine will. This is why you feel as though drawn to follow all of my acts. It is her maternal echo that resounds in you. And I take the occasion to make its deposit in the depth of your interior, to give you the grace of making my eternal fire reign in you. Then, I felt my poor mind as though immersed in a sea of the divine fiat. Its light invested all of me, and I could see neither the height nor the depth of its boundaries. I felt it as more than life in me, which flew everywhere within me. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, my will is life, it is air, it is breath of the creature. It is not like the other virtues, which are neither continuous life nor breath of the creature, and therefore they are exercised in time and circumstance. Patience is not always exercised, because many times there is no one who allows it to be exercised, and so the virtue of patience remains idle, without giving its continuous life to the creature. Nor does obedience or charity form their life, because the one who has the continuous act of commanding, or the one for whom charity could be exercised, may not be there. Therefore, the virtues can form the ornament of the soul, but not the life. On the other hand, my will is the prime act of all the acts of the creature. So, if she thinks, if she speaks, if she breathes, it is my will that forms the thought and the word. I'm giving her the breath, it maintains the circulation, the heartbeat, the warmth. And just as no one can live without breathing, so no one can live without my divine will. There is always need of it in order to continue living. Yet, while all receive its continuous breath, it is not recognized. My will is so necessary that one cannot do without it even for one instant, because it is the bearer, not only of all human acts, but also of all created things. My fiat is prime act of the sun, and makes creatures breathe light. It is prime act of the air, of water, of fire, of the wind, and creatures breathe my divine will in the air they breathe, in the water they drink, in the fire that warms them, in the wind that purifies them. There is not one thing in which they do not breathe my will. Therefore, in all things, be they small or great, even in the breath the creature can always do my will. And by not doing it, it is an active life of divine will that she loses, it is her breath that she suffocates continuously. She receives its life, its breath, but to convert it into human rather than to be, herself, transformed into my divine will.